plus a beat equals heat.
This little intro track.
Beat plus a beat equals heat.
Shout out to Jawabs.
T plus a beat equals heat.
Hey Kale, thanks for having me.
T plus a beat equals heat.
Though they rap real scary, many rarely rap real. Packed still and written raps, but can't exhibit how they feel. Shout out Think Tank.
T plus a beat equals heat.
Though they rap real scary, many rarely rap real. Packed still and written raps, but can't exhibit how they feel.
T plus a beat equals heat.
Though they rap real scary, many rarely rap real. Packed still and written raps, but can't exhibit how they feel. It diminishes the skill, misses travel large distances in a small room. Not to assume is what my mission is. Be serious, public school teacher / lyricist. Independent voter, promoter of my own fearlessness. Practicing mindfulness, towering Eiffel scientist. Rivals nor rifles can stifle insightfulness. Look at men and laugh, walking on the inner path. Written math.
T plus a beat equals heat.
The temperature which your rhymes are burned. My rhymes a journal of the journey of my mind and all the times that I have learned. All the ciphers that I burned. The 361st degree, a burst of heat accompanies. Verse for me, your worst defeat is the reason that precedes your victory. Balance that is perfect has its birth within asymmetry. So witness me. So this track is called Large, and you're just going to hear my piece of it. It's recorded with a couple members of Brown Buffalo. So I want to shout out Brown Buffalo, making great music.
And I'm large.
I contain multitudes. Track's called Large. It's based on, believe it or not, a Walt Whitman quote. I am a nerd.
I contain multitudes. I contain multitudes.
It's all good.
I contain multitudes. Life's palette runs from pale shades to the boldest hues. If I contradict myself,
what am I supposed to do? Each moment is a universe that I am going through. I am large. I contain multitudes. Life's palette runs from palest shades to the boldest hues. If I contradict myself, what am I supposed to do? Each moment is a universe
that I am going through. I am large. I contain multitudes.
Amazing all the human heart can hold or words express. I write in fist-sized metaphors that live within my chest. Ingesting all experience, impressive and delirious. We grasp the challenges and get frustrated to get curious. Merely just collections of dust comes from stars. A supernova's death produced the matter that you are. And what matters is you are whatever that you is. There's much more binding than dividing everyone that lives. Inclusiveness to otherness. The truth is that my brother is the other part of me. His blood flows through my arteries, pumps through my veins, moves through my heart. We stumble through this puzzle, I find peace in my part. Death is life start and dark is light spark. So write your bright thoughts, ignite the lives lost. Like my grandmother Vera, grandma Tata, grandpa Stern. The test is finding how to pass on all that we have learned. Each time the earth has turned, hemispheres cast in darkness. Sun rose again, we grow without by going in to find progress. One step's end is the beginning of the marches. Life's the journey of a thousand steps. We've all broken down and wept in triumph. Raised fists, secretly embraced the mystery and chased our greatest wish. This is our greatest gift, the chance to bear witness to existence. Life is like a light to he who lives it.
And I'm large.
I contain multitudes.
I contain multitudes. I contain multitudes.
And I'm large.
I contain multitudes. I contain multitudes.
And I am a teacher. I have this
and
Whitman quote up on my classroom
multitudes.
Walls. We are all large and contain multitudes.
And
you don't have to be consistent all the time.
Multitudes.
You're too big.
Life's palette runs from pale shades to the boldest hues. If I contradict myself, what am I supposed to do? Each moment is a universe that I am going through. I am large, I contain multitudes. Life's palette runs from pale shades to the boldest hues. If I contradict myself, what am I supposed to do? Each moment is a universe that I am going through. I am large, I contain multitudes.
And I'm large.
What your heart needs to say,
what you stand solid on.
It's a newer track. Heart Needs to Say is the title.
What your heart needs to say.
This is real.
Here we go. When a writer turns his mind on, then an empty page burns. This investigation will examine all the turns. Youth turns old, impossible turns true. What you stand solid on is what turns you. In a lost nation, we don't watch, we turn stations. Arbitrary stars turn to large constellations. Addiction turns commonplace, violence turns sweet. Galaxies turn over new leaves. This millennium I will turn better than I used to be. The benefits of living in me will not be illusory. Words turn actions, actions turn patterns that will form a lasting beauty matching ring surrounding Saturn. That is what I turn to when nothing else matters. We turn to Bibles even when they turn to tatters. We turn our wrists to form the letters of our name. Now we turn to tourniquets to stop the bleeding of our shame. Spring turns summer, summer turns fall. We all wish we could turn around and change what we recall. Fall turns winter, winter turns spring. It's the enigma of how nothing turns into everything. If we let it ring, then freedom will turn fact. If we fly from cliffs, we could never turn back. If we turn aside, we turn our lives into our love. If we only turn inside, we will never rise above. By the way, I make all my own music, do all the production, so I happen to like this one, I hope you do.
Say what your heart needs to say, what you stand solid on is what turns you, man. Say what your heart needs to say.
And this verse is about thank you. By the way, if there was a live crowd here, we would be doing the back and forth. Real rap music, real hip hop, real rap music, man, real hip hop. You can do that at home if you want. It's okay, I'm not watching. God, thank you, because my heart needs to say what I write. Thank you for electrons and eyes to see the light. Thank you for the right and thank you for the wrong. Thank you for the mic and for the pen and paper and our songs. Thank you for my people and my wife. I can't express gratitude I have for all of them. I know that I am blessed. I know that you have blessed me, because I know that I am loved. My soul has seen more beauty than the skies that lie above what you created. Thank you for the clouds and for the sun. Thank you for times I'm connected and not the only one. Thank you for this moment and thank you for the next. Thank you for the metronome that keeps the beat within my chest. Thank you for existence. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for my ignorance. The chance to learn is limitless, to grapple with the infinite. Glimpse a growing flower. Feel a love that's intimate. Witness my own power. Thank you for correct choices, but more for mistakes. Thank you for the way candles burn and waves break, and for colors. Thank you for numbers. Thank you for wonder. Thank you for the times it felt like I was torn asunder. Our limited perspective makes it hard at times to see it. With the universe's blessing, we attempted to receive it, knowing that we are not perfect. As part of your perfection, a broken mirror casts its light in all directions. Amen. Real rap music. Everybody at home. Real rap music. Real me. Real rap music. You. Real hip hop.
Say what your heart needs to say. What you stand solid on is what turns you, man. Say what your heart needs to say. What your real hip hop. The impossible turn true, man.
In the studio with Ja Wobbs. This next track is titled For Damien, and that's what it is. Damien Robinson, RIP, died about a year and a half ago. A student of mine in Richmond, California, died in his sleep, and this is for him. So thank you for bearing witness to what he is. A very big smile and a very big heart. A very good friend and a very good start. A very sudden ending, but there is the beginning of a life that teaches each of us a lesson. When we're living, we should take it all in. Shout aloud in joy. Be grateful for our family and thankful for our boys. We should make a lot of noise. Dance to set our hearts free. The beat resides in all of us. Just listen to your heartbeat. We remember how you used to always make us laugh. We remember your smile, the students and the staff. We remember also how you spoke with eloquence. And we know that every day we live is a remembrance. The flowers are the stories that we tell about your life. The cards are how your memory can help us through the strife. Balloons are moments that we spend on Robinson Court. Our lives provide the evidence for all of your support. Thank you, Damien. Thank you, Damien. A very big smile and a very big heart. A very good friend. The end is just the start. Thank you, Damien. Thank you, Damien. Thank you, Damien. Rest in peace, Damien. Damien Robinson, RIP. This is the newest track. I spent a lot of time on this summer. It's called This Ain't.
This ain't. It's how I speak to strangers. This ain't. It's how I greet my neighbors. This ain't. It's life to be creators.
Innovators, devastators, and recreators.
This ain't. It's how I speak to strangers. This ain't.
It's how I greet my neighbors.
It's like all right.
Creators. Innovators, devastators, and recreators.
Not all of us are soldiers, but some of us are saviors, innovators, devastators, and recreators. Each speaker is a flavor. Every word conveys color. What's underneath the surface? The purpose of the wonder. I'm certain that I understand my plan and basic theory. Refine it every day. My family stays right near me. Justice on a park bench. Truth with the bus pass. You can hear the man made out of sound when it runs past. I'm from one class, students from another. Now react, you can rap or try to grasp facts. Past that, this moment, there is no revision. My life is my addiction, try to live it like a written. In the valley, there resits amidst dusty fields of golden diction. Exists in visions, hopes, and fictions. I expect destiny in every action that I take. Since this is the lone reality we're given, just create.
This ain't is how I speak to strangers. This ain't is how I greet my neighbors. This ain't is life to be creators.
Innovators, devastators, and recreators.
This ain't is how I speak to strangers. This ain't is how I greet my neighbors. This ain't is life to be creators.
Innovators, devastators, and recreators.
This is the woman made of love going homeward. Her heart bent the bars that surrounded her. She throws words, her views northward. Hues she's seen are new. Human eyes can only see in dreams. Halfway between purple and the joy of living, she looked inside her eyes and saw the prizes they were giving. Her mind went in the well, reflected on God's presence. It was like she was the world, existence was the essence. She is that in one drop, sweeter than a gumdrop. Single sugar molecule, wonder when the fun stops. Witness hazy truth, grayish lies right behind a bright horizon, bleeding greatness in her eyes. She wanted worlds that had columns made of love, but hard places below her and rocks were up above. Love what is in front of you. Language gives hints to the fundamental structure. What this was just a glimpse.
This ain't is how I speak to strangers. This ain't is how I greet my neighbors. This ain't is life to be creators.
Innovators, devastators, and recreators.
This ain't is how I speak to strangers. This ain't is how I greet my neighbors. This ain't is life to be creators.
Innovators, devastators, and recreators.
When a writer turns his mind on, then nights turn days. This investigation will examine all our ways. The way we flee peace, running from a war. The way we try to swim away, returning to the shore. Today's a non-fiction, yet we turn away from now. Tomorrow's won't listen if we turn away from how. Yesterday's a dead, fading ghost, scream at men in a land far, far away is where our ways begin. The down means the way. The way is the path. With our language and the way, we aim to make the days laugh before they disappear, before our ways forgotten, before I give away my only son who is begotten. One way's options, there are often many ways, from cradle to the coffin, adoption to the grave. One way is lost and one way is running free. One way is being what the you wanna be. One way is light and one way weighs a lot. One way just is and one way is not. One way is down and one way the wrong way. One way is listen and let the song play. Anger is the way, patience is the way. One way is a rib, the other way is clay. The only way is to say what your heart bleeds to say. We can find our way in darkness and our art can lead the way.
Art can lead the way, art can lead the way.
You got the rib clay reference word. So this is all pretty, at times metaphorical and abstract. I am an English teacher. This next one is an extended metaphor for all you people studying at home. It's called The Man Made Out of Sound. So, enjoy. This is the story of the man made of sound going home. He who fed on only battles, ingested only poems. He felt tested and alone, though nobody slapped like he did. His flesh was made of music, it was true, but it was secret. The day he realized that he was 9 years old, he saw notes and pauses when he transcribed his soul. When he spoke, it was chords. When he walked, it was rhymes. He inquired at the orphanage, they only told him lies. He played his Stevie Wonder beats, and on occasion he would recognize his father in the notes Stevie was playing. An old Lady Day record was his favorite. The man made out a sound, heard his mother when he played it. He'd walk the streets, examine people all around him. When this kid passed with his headphones on, he knew that he had found him. He followed closely cause he knew he had to do it right. He introduced himself and started singing out his life. The kid was bumping Black Star and he looked around, but he listened to the story of the man made out of sound. Nobody believes that I exist, they dismiss me. They all turn up their iPods and their iPhones and miss me. I am music and flesh, I am rhythm incarnate. I am why the greatest artists are great. I am all of that, but masses prefer dollars, he concludes. included. The boy just listened and then slowly nodded. You were not forgotten, you were not lost, the boy said. You live in all the rhythms in my head, all the lyrics in the cipher that I've ever heard said. You'll forever be my friend, you can never be dead. The man made out of sound had a powerful catharsis. He had a billion best friends, they were all the artists. The others were his cousins he hadn't yet met. He thanked the kid and walked away. Have you met him yet? Have you met him yet? Have you met him yet? He's the man made out of sound. Have you met him yet? Have you met her yet? Have you met her yet? She's the woman made of sound. Have you met her yet? Have you met me yet? Have you met me yet? I'm the man made out of sound. Have you met me yet? Have you met us yet? Have you met us yet? We are people made of sound. So this is my last track I'm gonna do for y'all.
I am not the empty space.
Waiting to be filled. I am not honestly interested in dividends and yields. I am not giving up until my team runs off the field. I am not going places where my destiny's concealed. You are not the opposition. Let's shop it with diplomacy. You're not old school 89, shop class and Jodeci. You are not forgotten. Hear the thoughts within the rhythms. You are not anything created while you live in. This is not contradiction. I'm large and multitudinous. This is not pop rocking. I am not new to this. This is not truth, but it is one perspective. This is not possible. Obama got elected. We are not a rap crew, but hope made out of sound. We will not attack you from our fortress in the clouds. You are not too loud. We need to think more clearly. We are not taking this sign. Yours sincerely, damn P.
Scripture that I flip.
I'm writing this rhyme and paint, so when you hear it,
throw your hands up.
I'm writing this rhyme and paint.
Tell me, are you listening? It's scripture that I flip.
I'm writing this rhyme and paint, so when you hear it,
throw your hands up.
You're fallen trunks, we are risen roots. You are fallen rain clouds, we are hidden truth. You are unconnected lines, we exist in youth. You are the denial, we are living proof. You are stealing wax, we are fanning flames. You are low ceiling raps, we are broken bleeding chains. You are love that falls, we are earth, you are rain. We are not what we are if we are worried about a change. You are ants, we are anteaters. Y'all are in the labyrinth, we are friends of Peter's. Y'all are narrow interfaces, we are wide receivers. You are mostly false prophets, we are mostly true believers. You are hardly seen stars, we are supernovas. You're what's underhanded and we are what gets over. You are what is underlined, we're what's understood. You are gasoline planets, we are matches made of wood.
Scripture that I flip.
I'm writing this rhyme and fate, so when you hear it,
throw your hands up.
I'm writing this rhyme and fate.
Tell me, are you listening? It's scripture that I flip.
I'm writing this rhyme and fate, so when you hear it,
throw your hands up.
Through their cyclonic, perpetual...
Back to the cyclone.
Their cyclonic, right. Perpetual emotion machine. They've taken reasonable concerns and turned it into a full-fledged panic attack about the next coming of Chairman Mao.
Tell me, are you listening? It's scripture that I flip.
I'm writing this rhyme and paint, so when you hear it,
throw your hands up.
The chaos of existence on the paper seeks simplicity. Eventually, the entropy as progeny, divinity. Born from these ideas that were listed unredeemable. Truth of met love, metaphysically unforeseeable. Lyrically inconceivable. Water you can't swim in. Land you cannot walk upon until you truly give in. Surrendering is not giving up, it is to give power back to all of that which will allow you now to live. Allow you now to breathe, allow you now to focus. Allow me to open up and magnify my magnum opus. That is what hope is, a refracting drop of rain to long thirsty earth, the birth of short-lived flame. The longest bay breezes on the hottest day of June. The scent of red events yet to come, coming soon. Experience is fed, recognizing I'm ingesting. Empty sheet of paper, pencil tensely resting.
Scripture that I flip.
I'm writing this rhyme and paint, so when you hear it,
throw your hands up.
Yep.
All right, KALX Berkeley. Yeah, live in studio performance right there from our guest artist this week, Dan Pete.
Thank you.
All right, thanks so much for coming in. Once again, this is your host for tonight, Joe Obbs. All right, so yeah, getting started. I think a lot of people probably haven't heard too much from yourself, but this is the second time in a row that I've hosted the show that I've had in some educators, actually. A lot of people in education also involved in hip-hop. Yeah, so I want to talk to you real quick, and I think we got to start with that. I don't know, maybe
I could talk forever.
What role you see education playing in hip-hop, and maybe what role you see yourself as being a hip-hop artist who is an educator, too?
Right. That's a complex question.
And the more formal role of being in a classroom, actually, because that's mentioned. You said in your tracks, you know, you're a hip-hop artist, but... that you're a teacher, but yeah, you know, you're teaching high school, 11th and 12th grade, in what school in Richmond?
So, I teach 11th and 12th grade at, it's called LPS Richmond, Leadership Public Schools Richmond. So this year, like I said, I'll have the juniors and the seniors. Very honored, very excited there. It's a small public charter high school, which I don't know if we want to get into that. Charter schools are something I have very mixed emotions on, but it's a great place to work. And so the role of, let's see, well, I'll just talk about, I guess, how maybe being an artist shows up for me as an educator. So, you know, to all the teachers out there, you know what it is. I mean, it's one of those jobs. Everybody has been around teachers. We all had teachers. You know, being on the other side, it is a hard job, especially in this country, especially in this state. California is not a very friendly place to public education, and there's a lot of heads nodding in the room. So I guess the connection, I mean, they're just both things I'm very passionate about. So I think what you hear in my music is the things that I believe in, even if it might be hidden within a little wordplay or a little metaphor, but... And it's the same in teaching. You know, I do it because it matters to me. And I think the same things show up. And it's funny, my reputation precedes me usually with my students. They're like, oh, Mr. Bear, that's my last name. Oh, you're a rapper, right? And I'm like, yeah, but that's not really, you know, what it's about. I usually, they got to get to know me, and they've got to kind of earn it in the classroom before I'm going to bus for them. And probably my stuff doesn't necessarily sound like the stuff that they listen to.
Right.
So it's good to broaden horizons.
Does that give you some street cred in the classroom?
Yeah, it does. It's pretty funny. Especially, you could probably guess this by my diction and tone of voice, but I happen to be white. And so a corny-looking white guy, when they're like, for real? You rap? And it's now they know, right? Because, the other brother had me. And when I first started teaching, though, they just sort of did not believe me.
Right.
Like,
right.
Eyes rolling and, yeah, right. And, you know, and that was great. And it's catching them by surprise. I can no longer do that so much, catching by surprise, unfortunately. But it does give me some, but, you know, only
does
so
it
far.
Also help you perhaps in because one of the things that I think is interesting is I see there being a great potential. There's so much artistic expression. There's such a legacy of culture that hip hop draws from. And so, you know, it draws from a lot of educational roles. I mean, oral tradition and oral history.
No doubt.
And so, you know, it surprises me that for a long time, the teaching establishment seemed to have a kind of hostile relationship with hip hop.
Yeah, and
where
it has this potential,
I think, especially to connect with youths in a way that, a lot of traditional approaches to education don't necessarily work.
Oh yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, I'm an English teacher, right? So, and the thing is, people always ask me, like, oh, what book are you teaching right now? You know, which is a great question. Like, mm-hmm. I appreciate they're trying to, but that's really not what it's about. I'm not, in 2010, in the United States, you are not a literature teacher as much as a literacy teacher.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? It's reading and writing and expressing ideas and being powerful with language in the world. And that's what hip-hop is, you know, at its most basic form. So I think there is a very natural connection. And I do use hip-hop in the classroom. I do Nas to show simile and metaphor. I use De La Soul for parallelism, you know, all that stuff. Plus, it's great for them to hear some of that, you know. But I do think there's a lot of potential. I think hip-hop gets... used in a corny way in teaching a lot, you know, a lot of like, oh, we're going to write a rap about commas and it's just bad. It's a lot of times it's not kind of integral to what's happening. It's kind of, well, if we call something rap, like the kids will be into it.
Yeah,
but it's really not that
I see
simple.
That. It's not,
it has to be authentic, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, it's not using hip hop for its literary complexity, it's using
exactly.
it as a gimmick.
Exactly, exactly. But I think it's moving in the right direction. That's just a generational thing. That's just an
right.
age thing. I mean, at this point you have people like me who've grown up surrounded by hip hop, you know, all
yeah.
of their music listening lives, and so it becomes much more natural, you know.
For sure.
Yeah.
So I've also heard, you know, a lot of teachers talk about there being bad influence with especially commercial or pop rap nowadays. Do you see that being a significant negative influence on your students ever? Or
I think that's a little simplistic. You know, I mean,
right.
I agree. I mean, definitely a lot. I mean, if you listen to what's on MTV or certain radio stations in the Bay Area besides this one, the hip-hop you're going to hear is really vapid, I mean, just content-wise. And in the Bay Area, I think you have a lot of, even the really popular kind of club music, musically is pretty, it might be formulaic, but it's pretty strong stuff. I mean, I love just pure slapping beats. And you get, you know, and I'll turn on Camille and hear a great beat, and then the dude comes on, and I'm like, okay, he's rapping about his car. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'll hold it, in a minute, he's going to start talking about something else. Okay. Oh, man, no, he's still talking about his car, for real? Like, okay. Diversify your content, you know, like it's just boring. It's boring. That's all it is. Like I have talk about whatever, you know, but it just gets boring if you talk about the same thing. So
yeah.
And it's just very surface level. And I've got and the thing is, those artists get put into those boxes too.
For sure.
I don't think they all want to rap about that stuff.
No, I'm
but
sure
that's how they get that kind of exposure.
I'm
so,
sure they
kind of
sign off their ability to have, you know,
yeah.
personal expression.
We're not going to give you a contract and put you on that if you don't fit in this very small
these
box.
These are your vocals.
You know?
These are your lyrics.
I mean,
sing them.
I think you asked about it, like being an influence. I think it's a little silly to say that, you know, kids are going to do whatever because that's the
yeah,
music they
sure.
listen to. I mean, like video games is the same thing. I mean, it's, you know, when TV first came out, it was the evil influence, and everything is the next evil influence.
Yeah,
you know?
Of
and
course,
it's really more like the reality of their lives, and that's what drives it. And I think students open up to great stuff. I'm always surprised, like, when I play, for example, De La Soul, right? Students are, either they, A, know it, or B, are into it, you know what I mean? It's a lot of it's just they get only exposed to bad music, because that's what they, or not bad music, but limited content-wise music, right? But also, I think, you know, if you're 13, you're 13. I mean, I was listening to Snoop, right? And I go back and listen to that now, and if my, you know, I mean, if my wife's in the room, I'm just embarrassed. I'm, like, embarrassed by myself. I mean, how often can you use the B word? Again, it's musically great. I mean, Dre is amazing, and what Snoop is doing with his voice is great, but, you know, I'm 13, and so I'm listening to that, and I'm using all those stupid words, and, you know, and then you grow up some. And so I think you got to remember, too, that teenagers are teenagers, but they're in a growth process.
Right, that's important to remember. So yourself growing up, you know, we're talking about growing up with hip-hop, being
yeah.
one of the first generations that from the time that you're a little kid, you can actually do that.
Right.
What was your process in becoming a hip-hop artist?
I mean, well, let's see. I just started writing because I loved hip hop, right? So when I'm in like eighth grade or something, so or ninth grade, so you know, 1993 or something, which is a long time ago, and then just writing and writing and writing and writing. And for years, I was just sharing stuff with my friends and getting more confident in it, and just to be very transparent, you know, I felt as a white boy like. Could I really be taken seriously? Could I take myself seriously as a hip-hop artist? You know, would people want to hear what I had to say? And then just over time, I got more and more kind of positive response and started getting more confident in it and started sharing it with more people. And then I started making music, and that was a whole nother thing. And again, it all just comes from listening to hip-hop. I mean, when I was at Cal, I was an undergraduate at Cal from 1997 to 2001, and me and my roommates, Tel and John, we would, I mean, hours... every night sit around and play the latest whatever album and just dissect it, like track by track, piece by piece, the content, the music, you know. So I felt like I had a graduate degree in that, you know. And then it just I don't know, it just came out. I just feel like I'm a student of hip-hop, you know. And then it's fun to realize that the stuff I'm saying is not like what everybody else is saying. And then that's a good thing.
Yeah, you had a Walt Whitman
yeah,
quote
right?
that you highlighted tonight.
Exactly, right? But it's, I think that's the whole point. I think that's what it means to be an artist, is you
can't, you know, you let the muses take you where they take you.
Right.
And that's the fun when you're like, wow, did that really, did I just write that? That's a weird, cool line, you know.
So who are your biggest influences in hip-hop, and also who are your biggest influences who are not considered your traditional, like, hip-hop influences?
Right, okay, let's see. Well, just so I can get this one out the way, not hip-hop influences. I love Paul Simon when I was a kid. I'm like, right? I mean, cultural capital, I don't know, but,
that's one I haven't heard before.
Yeah, I know, right? But, man, Paul Simon was my first favorite MC, because that man can write lyrics, you know? So, yeah, go back, what album, I think, Graceland. Anyway, but getting that out of the way, and now that half the people listening are just like, whatever. now I'll go back to the hip-hop artist. Let's see. I mean, you know, I'm going through the 90s, and I'm, like, into this stuff that is good, that's out of the time that I have access to. I grew up in Denver, too. I should lay that on the table. So we were, like, a year or two behind everyone else. Wu-Tang, fantastic. As far as the music, you know, Snoop and all that early on. But as it goes on, I mean, a lot of stuff is coming out of Ruckus Records, you know, of course, Black Star, Quali, Mos Def, Common, Nas is absolutely amazing. Man, I don't know where to stop and where to start. I think those are some of my tops. Yeah. So you notice it's a lot of, you know, there's a danger of being stuck for me in the period when I was really listening to all that music.
Right.
But everything just kind of grows from there. So
do you try to keep up on newer artists coming up in the game, or?
I would like to say yes, but I would be lying to you. I mean, I do, but I do, but I don't. You know, and honestly, it's really funny. And again, I'm just being transparent here. Most of the music I listen to is me, because I just want to keep polishing it. Like, I just make something and listen to it and listen to it and listen to it. And I'm always curious too, like, to listen to something I made 2 years ago and be like, oh. It's like a journal, you know?
Right, right.
Or a lot of times I'll end up writing stuff that I don't really fully get until, you know, 6 months or a year later. You know, it doesn't really land on me. I'm like, oh, man, that's really what's happening in my life right now, or how I really felt about that. So, I'm very much do-it-yourself, like, organic. That's the great thing about hip-hop, right? It takes a pencil, or not even that, and a piece of paper, or, you know, you can beatbox. I mean, it is just a super natural from human existence putting it forward. And I think it's interesting. I mean, obviously the way music gets distributed and made is changed a lot. You still have major labels that are calling the shots, and, you know, MTV and blah blah blah, but I mean, everybody can make music now, like me. I made everything you just heard, and all the beats and everything is me in my tiny little one bedroom apartment by Lake Merritt. You know, stuff on iTunes, I mean, it's out there, and that's, I think, a great thing. You know, I mean, the whole, we were talking about earlier about, I was telling you, I saw Nas a few years ago, right when Hip Hop Is Dead came out, and it's a great show and a great album concept, but it's not. I mean, it's like saying, you know, rock and roll is dead. There's no such thing. It's not, you know, jazz is dead. Like, no, it is diversified. It is turned into 10 different genres. Like, I always think about hip hop in, like, 2030, or if I have kids, you know, with what they're going to be listening to, and what they'll, you know, will they listen to quote-unquote hip-hop? Whatever they're listening to, it won't be called hip-hop, because that'll be corny, because who's going to, you know, it's like, who now says I listen to just straight up, you know, quote, rock and roll, right? It's all broken down into subgenres within subgenres, and it keeps evolving and changing. It doesn't sound like what it did 30 years ago, but it's all part of a path, and it all branches out, you know? Well, so, and I think that's what's happening, and what will continue to happen to hip-hop.
And I think what we have the potential to see, and what artists like yourself demonstrate, you know, is more participation at every level in the music industry. And so instead of a centralized record label telling, you know, essentially dictating, like, this is what the national taste should be, this is what represents music, you know, you have artists in different communities, you know, participating at semi-professional levels and really being able to express things in a way that can relate to people in a way that a national or international commercial artists just can't do.
Yeah, no, it's true. And I mean, it's funny, but I joke about this with my friends. My favorite artists are all my friends who are all, like, semi-professional, you know, trying to do it like me, that are growing and have a, it's a very Close to home, organic. It's like, you know, the food that I grow in my backyard, if I had a backyard, is a metaphor. But, you know, that's the right. hip-hop that I listen to is all the stuff that is growing around me, you know, in the East Bay. And I think that's where hip-hop is headed. I mean, you can't kill hip-hop. It's just going to, as long as people have brains and language exists, hip-hop will be here.
All right, so let's take a break for just a second so I can tell you that yeah, you're tuned in to 90.7 KALX Berkeley, and this is Jobs in here talking with Dan Pete, Bay Area hip-hop artist.
Yeah.
Let's mention real quick, too, how people can find your music, your online presence.
Thank you. Yeah, so very simple. So it is Dan Pete, as in DAMNPETE. So it's what you would expect. So
yeah, Facebook, if you type that into Google, some stuff should pop up. Yeah, very
I've
good.
I've got a few little pieces on YouTube, but the best, especially to get all the new music and the stuff that you heard here, is MySpace or YouTube /DAMNPETE.
And you got any shows coming up that people can check out?
I do have a couple, yeah, so thanks. I got my little notes here. Make sure I get it right. So one, which I'm very proud to be part of, my boy Somos One, who's part of Brown Buffalo, which is a great Latino, Bay Area, conscious, just slapping, great hip-hop group. He has his solo mixtape album coming out. So it's titled, the event is EOS de Resistencia. It's at La Peña, which of course a lot of listeners know. Great Berkeley venue on September 11th.
For sure.
A celebration of Mexican and Filipino solidarity. And in addition to that, I'm performing at another We All We Got artist showcase. So big ups to Gina, who got me
in-house
here,
talents.
Which I appreciate. And Selassie will be headlining, and I know he's been on this show. And that's December 4th at the Starry Plow, which is about 30 feet from La Peña. So keeping it in Berkeley.
All right, we're going to keep talking to you in a second. I do have to mention the Calix Ride Finder, service of Calix, at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. If you don't feel like using Craigslist, you want to set yourself up with another Calix person, you can either look for a ride or offer a ride anywhere you want to go. You just have to call in to the DJ studio, that's 642-KALX, 510-642-5259, and give us your name and where you're trying to go and your phone number, and we'll try to set you up with either somebody you can give a ride to or set you up with a ride. Right now we'd be reading out that information, but nobody is seeking a ride or offering one, so just doing that duty, 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. once again every day. Alright, so we're going to talk, I think I got a couple more things I want to talk to you about
that,
before we send you on your way, but let's see, I was looking, yeah, when I first got pointing your direction, I was looking up on the your content.
I think
online.
I can tell what question is coming.
Yeah, I think so. You have
a
you have a music video up. I think, I don't know if you have any other music videos that people can see, but you have this one musical video up. I think it might have been, I'm assuming it was shortly after Barack Obama's election.
It was actually, that one was during the primaries.
Because
there's
primaries.
A reference
okay.
to Hillary.
Like, that's right, yeah,
Obama
yeah.
Obama over Hillary, which dates it very specifically,
okay.
which is funny.
All right, I'm forgetting. Right.
No, it's all good.
So, yeah, but a very, you know, pro-Barack Obama song.
It was titled Vote Obama.
Yes.
So very hard to decipher there.
Yeah. Very good. I was just wondering what your, you know, from even starting with what your thought process was at that point to how you feel nowadays when a lot of liberal or, you know, people are very, there's a lot of conversation about whether Barack Obama is really supportive of liberal or even minority issues.
Right. So I'm trying to... you know, I mean, it's right. It's all about pre-writing. I'm trying to do some pre-writing in my head now because I like I can speak for like an hour on that, as I'm sure a lot of people could. Okay, so let's see. Well, at the time, I mean, clearly you've got to think about the atmosphere of W being president, right?
For sure.
I mean, there's no underestimating the power of that.
That's
of
for
being
sure.
punched in the face on a daily basis, politically, and. I think originally, I mean, I was like, oh, this Obama guy's dope. He's going to be a great president in like 30 years. And I'm like, oh, he's running now. Okay. and I actually really kind of got behind him because a lot of people in my community, a lot of different communities of color were really behind him and really believed in what he was representing. And so, and I really came to believe that he, you know, he meant what he said and he was way smarter than me. And then he had the nation's best interest at heart, and that some of the things he was talking about were really possible. And so that's where I was when that, you know, track was recorded. And actually, there's an interesting follow-up to that. So I made a track called November 4th, which is about the day he got elected, and it's just a straight, you know, first-person narrative that's like 3 minutes long, and that's on, you know, MySpace and Facebook and stuff. So anyone who's in Oakland when that happened, I'd love for you to listen to it, because you were probably there. It talks about, like, being in Jack London and walking up and down Broadway and eating in Nations. And
yeah, people were on the street honking
horns.
Regardless
of the stuff that we're about to talk about and, like, where things are at now, that was a really special
moment.
Big time, you know. Anyway, whatever. So that's an interesting follow-up. You can, you know, check that track out. But where things are now, I find myself, I'm a self-described pinko, you know, so that's where my politics are. However, I also think that this system is jacked up, you know? Yeah. I mean, if you made, like, God president, he would get some good things done, but he would have a lot of trouble getting bills through the Senate. And, by the way, I'm not at all comparing the current president to the aforementioned deity, but I'm saying, right? It is the hardest job on the planet, period, right?
For sure.
And I feel like he's been in office not very long. He's done some things that, well, they should have, I mean, right? Single payer, of course, but... But, I mean, there are going to be, what's the number? 34 million people who have health insurance who did not without this. And, yes, it's going to be imperfect. And, yes, I mean, right there. But that's just, I mean, that's just facts, right? Like, somebody is going to be able to see the doctor who couldn't before, right? So I've got to say there's some progress. However, there's a lot of things that are wrong. Afghanistan, I don't think I want to go there because that's a long time for me to... I mean, that's...
I'm disappointed in a lot of ways. I think you're spot on, though. I mean, already what you're saying, and I think what a lot of people kind of forget...
I was trying to be concise, but I guess I didn't have it.
No, you are, though. You're there. I mean, just with... in your words, how jacked up the system is. There's so much criticism being leveled at him from this, like, far-right racist contingent that, you know... thinks that he's a secret Muslim, you know, and it's just absolutely off the
charts.
You guys
read these polls, right? Like, the percentage of Americans who still believe that he was not born in the U.S., that he's a secret Muslim, that he eats babies. Like, really?
So when that's part of the reality that he has to deal with, you know, working with America that is made up with large percentages of people who are still at that point.
Right.
You know, it makes it especially hard to,
yeah, and
actually, you know, advocate for positions that people on the left or people from a more social...
That you can even talk about. And it's not even the Republicans. I mean, the Democratic Party doesn't want to talk about so many things that should be happening, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, my concise answer is...
one of the things that people always point to... No, I'm interrupting you. He's kind of cracked down. He's actually been enforcing immigration, illegal immigration, more so than during the Bush administration. So there's a lot of little weird issues, but
there's a lot of big weird problems. I mean, like Afghanistan, right? Like I said, there's I mean, how long? Why not repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell on day one? Like, get it done, you know? There's a lot of things to question, but I feel like this: get the man reelected.
Let's see what
and
happens.
give the man 8 years.
Yeah,
and I bet, I don't know how old everyone is, but. You know, when we are all, like, if we make it to our, you know, golden years, we're sitting around with our great-grandkids or whatever, and we look back at all the presidents who were in office during our lives, and then talk mess. You know what I'm saying? And not even talk mess. I sound like I'm... But I mean, really, but assess it then. Like, look at it in that, you know?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I'm severely disappointed in a lot of ways. But you just have to look at context, you know? And I don't know. It's hard, right? I mean, I don't want to be defeatist. I don't want to, that's the way it is. But
well, I was thinking
he has the hardest job on the planet, period. And I'm just saying, get him reelected, give him a total 8 years, and I feel like he will have done a lot of good. And he will have totally blown some things, too. But I feel like, compared to especially every other, a lot of other U.S. presidents, the good will outweigh the bad.
Well, I want to check out this song you have on the election night, because I think that was probably one of the most what's the word? I think they should we're both English people here. We got this is bad.
No pressure. People always pull that on me. I like mispronounce a word. Like, you're an English teacher. I'm like, whatever. I'm not working right now.
no, motivating perhaps. It was very.
It was inspiring. For
yes,
sure.
That's the word I'm looking for. It was very inspiring.
Excellent.
To see that, and I was almost, I was almost more inspired by the seeming readiness of people.
Oh, yeah.
For actual change, more so than the fact that we just have a different president. It seemed like there was a fundamental shift in how people were ready at that point. It's changed a lot since then.
Yeah.
But after 8 years of Bush presidency, ready for some significant real change.
Well, when have you...
I mean, he actually ran his final campaign, not just the primary campaign, but his final campaign was further left than he's been once he's been elected.
Oh, there is no doubt about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I agree. And that track actually is not about politics at all. It's not, I support this policy or I think he's going to be great for this. You know, it's that track is about the people and the moment and being in Oakland and being in East Bay and just the shared excitement and, you know, driving by and like everybody feeling like something had really happened that we took part of that meant something, you know, and that's what that track is about. And that's what that moment was about. But I agree. It's disappointing. Why can't that happen? I mean, I don't know. It's very easy in Ward Berkeley, right? And, you know, it's very easy to like say, oh, well, things have changed since the 60s and things aren't like that anymore. But what does it take to get people in the street? You know what I mean? Like, or some other, but I mean, it's the general complacency is what blows my mind. I mean, when things happen that the vast majority of the populace is against, people, you know, shake their heads and grumble about, oh, well, the government, and then nothing, you know? And that's what blows my mind is like, what does it take to piss people off? To upset them.
That's FCC allowed, actually.
Oh, cool, because I saw...
You just can't talk, you can't use the word in different contexts.
Ah, it's a good thing I wasn't talking about bodily functions.
Exactly.
Cool, because I saw a little list of the words you can't say.
Right.
And that was on it, so...
Yeah, well, thank God for context.
Exactly.
If the FCC cares.
There you go.
But, all right, so... coming from we're talking about Barack Obama. You told me right before the show tonight that your songs lately have been less political. So why have you made that shift? Why are you kind of straying away from politics in your music?
Well, it's not intentional at all. I mean, it's what I was saying about just kind of going where your music goes. And really, I mean, it's not intentional at all. I just kind of follow it. A lot of my stuff ends up being this third person narrative stuff, like that man made out of sound piece, which who knew that, right? But it seems to just keep coming out. I don't know. When I was at Cal and a lot of it during the Bush years, I was angry. And a lot of stuff I wrote was about, you know, the injustice of the system and specific policies. And I don't know. I think at some point, too, it's fun to write angry raps, but it's fun, you know, but there are other parts of me. I am large. I contain multitudes.
Right.
And I don't know. I think now my stuff is much more about, I don't know how to say this without being corny, but... you know, growth and process and expansion and reflection and what it means to be human. Yeah, that did sound corny, but you know, but that's what it is, you know, the universal experience of all this stuff that we go through and what it's like to live inside of a brain, inside of a body, inside of a society, that has a lot of problems at all those levels.
Yeah.
And to progress within that, you know? So, yeah.
Right on. So, gotta let you get on to. I know you got a party you're going to later tonight.
Can I say I came from a wedding, so I want to say, Janet and Arnold, I'm coming to be at the after party, and thank you for letting me leave during this interlude, and you know, blessings to both of you, and congratulations. So that's where I'm headed.
Well, thanks for making the time to drop into Calax for sure. I'd appreciate you coming in. I hope everybody listening in was enjoying your set earlier. If you were tuned in back then, remember you can check out. This is going to be on the podcast. Gotta give me a few days. It's going to be on the podcast, kalx-raps.podomatic.com. I just search for Calax Raps on the Google, and hopefully I'll have a video clip up in a few more days. I gotta do some computer work before that, but get around to it. Just follow Dan Pete too. And I'm sure you'll get a link to it or something like that.
Yeah, and thank you. So again, it's, you know, MySpace and Facebook /DAMNPETE. And I want to really thank, everyone. I really want to thank Jawabs for letting me in the studio and giving me opportunity. I want to thank KCAL and
Yeah. Calyx.
What did I just say?
K-Cal.
See, I got nervous at the end. What does that mean? I'm making things up. Thanks for listening to KWPMR.
Yeah.
Because that's a great radio station that you should really listen to. I'm red in the face. That's a good thing. The camera's gone. You cannot see that my face is really bright red right now. But anyway, Jawabs.
KALX Radio.
KALX Radio.
That's what you're on.
And learn how to spell. Get a better English teacher.
No. All right. Anything you want to leave us with or you want to shout out to some people? Or?
I shout out. I can't resist. My parents, my brother, and my wife, Sharon.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about? You want to, anything burning on your mind you want to get out to the people on the radio, or is that, I think we're at a good point?
Read a lot, and then think about the lyrics. What you're reading.
If you're listening to music, just, you know, think about the lyrics, even if you don't read a lot of time. Think about what those words mean.
Read lyrics, read the newspaper, take action, talk to people, don't be complacent. It's that easy.
All right, words of Dan Pete, KALX Radio.